If you have charity enough for someone to save them, the shedding of their blood is the only way that they can atone for certain sins.
People really thought they were doing a favor in my great-grandfather's day to shed the blood, save their soul, and it's still taking place today.
This is why fundamentalist Mormonism is extremely dangerous. And the LDS Church as well is also dangerous because it's telling people that they can become God. They literally believe that if they are good enough, that they will become deity, that they will become God. That is one of the most arrogant things that you could ever believe, that you as a sinner, as somebody that has fallen short of the grace of God, could somehow earn your salvation, and not only that, ascend into godhood.
There are some sins that the blood of Jesus cannot atone for, and therefore it requires the shedding of that man's blood to atone.
We can't atone for our own sins. We can't do enough good works. And even if we committed suicide, thinking that our own blood was going to somehow atone for sins, that would just simply send us further from God into the deeper depths of the lake of fire and of hell. Look, the only way to be saved is by putting your faith in His cross. His blood, His atoning sacrifice was enough to pay for all sin. And if somebody doesn't believe that, if somebody thinks that their goodness, their reformation can save their souls, then they have another thing coming.
For any of the other offenses, they'd have to have their own bloodshed to have forgiveness of sin.
And the saddest thing is that people in Mormonism have killed each other because of this belief. In fact, roughly 70% of Utah identifies as Mormon, and yet they lead the USA in suicide. And the reason that that is because many of them are doing blood atonement. Many of them believe that by killing their own family members, that those family members can then have their soul go to heaven. And this should make us as Christians rise up, lift up our voices, go door to door with our message, the message of the cross of Christ, that Jesus died for all sins, and that the only thing that we have to do is look to Jesus in faith, trust Jesus, and rely on Him for the gift of eternal life. The only person that has the power to save your soul is Jesus. You can't save yourself by turning over a new leaf and trying to repent of every sin that you've ever done and just clean up your life real good so that God will accept you. God will not accept you like that. The only way to be accepted by God is to have the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the spotless, perfect Son of God applied to your account and relying on Christ's redemptive work to forgive you of your sins. That's the only way to go to heaven.
There are some sins that the blood of Jesus cannot atone for, and therefore it requires the shedding of that man's blood to atone.
How sad that they're being taught that they can atone for their own sins by suicide. A lot of people in Mormonism have committed suicide because of this. The Bible says in Jesus, He, Jesus, is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Every single sin, every single wrong thought, every single wrong deed was laid on the back of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every single wrong action that anybody will have ever committed was laid on Him. The Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on Him the iniquity of us all. Jesus loved us all so much that He decided to leave heaven's glory when He didn't have to and take our place on an old rugged cross and die for us when we deserved death and hell. No man or woman in this dispensation will ever enter into the celestial kingdom of God without the consent of Joseph Smith. They believe that in order to go to heaven, Joseph Smith has to approve. But what does the Bible say? There is one God. There's not multiple gods. There's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Jesus is the mediator, not Jesus, Brigham Young, Joseph Smith, and go down the line of the board of elders. There's one man who's the mediator between God and man, and that's Jesus. Jesus said this. He says, I am the door, not Joseph Smith, not Muhammad, not Buddha, not all religions. Jesus says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Let me tell you something. We have an assurance of salvation because of what Jesus did, not because of what we do, not because I've turned over a new leaf, given up all my sins. No, I don't change to come to the cross. I go to the cross to be changed. You don't clean a fish before you catch it. You don't turn over a new leaf to be saved. But the Mormon church is telling people, turn over a new leaf, give up all your sins. I believe you should give up your sins, but that's not going to get you to heaven. Only by the blood of Jesus Christ. And this is the very last thing I want to mention. Utah statistics. Utah is the capital of Mormonism. It's the capital state. 70% of Utah is Mormon, roughly. They lead the USA in bankruptcy, stock fraud, divorce, and suicide. But on the outside, they appear so wonderful, like they're so happy. They got everything going for them. Look, if you don't have Christ, you don't have anything going for you.
We were carrying on our life as usual, and happened to be the 144th anniversary of the martyrdom of Joseph Smith. My half-brothers came into our office in Houston, Texas, and murdered my husband. At the same time, there were three other consecutive deaths going on. My brother-in-law, Duane, and his daughter, 8-year-old daughter, Jenny, was with him, and they also killed her. Our names were on the list of to be atoned for. My father believed that we were traitors to God's cause and that our blood must be shed to atone for the sin of turning against light and knowledge, as he supposed. To put it simply, my father's beliefs stem directly from Mormonism. Not one thing is different than what the early Mormon doctrine is.
The original doctrine that Joseph Smith and Brigham Young taught is exactly what I believe.
If anything happens to me, ever, or to my children, I will I believe the Mormon Church in general will be responsible, because the very doctrine of blood atonement stems from Mormonism.